Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. On Tuesday night at the Northfield City Council work session, the group heard the last update to the final 2024 budget and tax levy before it is voted on at the December 3rd meeting. In September, the council approved a preliminary tax levy increase of 17.2%. However, the council asked staff to lower the levy amount. Tuesday night, city staff presented a budget with a proposed property tax increase of 15.8%. According to data from the city, a home valued at $350,000 would see an increase of about $164 a year in their city portion of property taxes. City Administrator Ben Martig noted that every property owner would see different increases based on their market value of their home, and indicated that statements homeowners received in the mail show just the preliminary information and not the final tax amounts.
And that will have a preliminary levy impact to people. So it estimates based on your home value and the proposed taxing jurisdictions of the school, the county, and the city, what the estimated taxes would be. Mm-hmm. The school is pretty well set on that tax statement, and they have their own hearings. The county and the city, though, that's a maximum that can go down. So
a few factors are fueling the increase in the levy. Of the 15.8% increase, 5% of the levy is tied to the debt the city issued this past year for construction projects and equipment purchases. The projects include reconstructing College Street and Water Street and Jefferson Parkway, and purchasing a new pumper fire truck, police command vehicle, and dump truck. 2.3% of the increase is linked to the maintenance fund, which includes items like parks, Northfield Community Resource Center, and other city properties. The largest percentage of the 15.8% increase is an 8% increase in the general fund overall. Much of this is being fueled by inflationary costs, particularly around personnel and general expenses. Additionally, the city is adding two new staff positions, a budget analyst and a lead mechanic. Overall, employee wages and benefits make up 65% of the expenses in the general fund. Martig broke down what some of the major costs in the general fund were.
It goes to city public works, which is our streets, taking care of our streets and our facilities. It's our parks. Secondarily, our public library is a larger portion of our budget that we provide services to the public. It's really kind of a community center, provides a lot more than books, a lot of resources there. And then our public safety, police and fire services, which we have had increased costs in both of those areas over the recent history, driving some of those increases. A lot of that is going to those kind of core services for the city. Then the remaining amount is mainly capital investment on things like street infrastructure.
By department, public safety is the most expensive department, making up 39% of the general fund, or about $7.6 million. General government is the next largest expense at 20%, followed by public works at 19%, the library at 11%, and recreation at 9%. Northfield's tax increase is larger than that of similar cities. However, the city's total expenses are about the same compared to other cities, and the increase brings Northfield more in line with the average city. Martig noted that each government level, city, school district, and county would hold separate hearings and presentations about taxes and the budget. However, they should contact their county if they have questions about their home's value. We'll have the full presentation with all the data and graphs in today's news on our website. On Wednesday evening, with the first ice and snow of the year on the roads, five car accidents occurred between Faribault and Lakeville on Interstate 35. Northfield Fire Chief Tom Nelson reported no serious injuries Wednesday night in Rice County. However, he says that while car accidents will happen, he recommends some safety tips.
I pull up to a scene and there's three people standing outside their car.
Oh.
And that's how people get killed, whether it's responders. Yeah. We've all got the vests and it's our policy. You get out. But it is so dangerous. And what I've told my kids is either stay, you know, if you're in a crash and the car's fine, it's not on fire or whatever, mm-hmm. stay in the car, because that's what keeps, that's your buffer.
Nelson in particular noted that because it becomes dark so early in the winter, drivers should exercise extra caution while in an accident. Nelson recommends basic driving safety tips like giving space to other drivers, staying off phones, and being alert. You can check road conditions in Minnesota by calling 511 or going to 511mn.org. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.